Are you sure you're calculating all your costs correctly when it comes to looking at what it costs you to deliver upon either a service or the products that you're selling in your business? Hi, I'm Mikael Pitzner, and I am also known as the Automated Millionaire. I help small and medium-sized businesses, and I help their business owners and their teams make a better business, which basically spells into making them a lot more money and a lot easier. And I do so by implementation of a unique business system that I call the Automated Millionaire Business System. This system has proven its value and its worth with over thousands and thousands of companies all over the United States, all over Canada, and into Europe. And it's non-industry specific, so it actually has proven to work across all kinds of industries. In this current series, we're looking at the mistakes that business owners make when it comes to setting prices. We've had a few episodes already specifically looking at specific mistakes that we are doing. And then now we're going to look at the third mistake that's happening. This third mistake is basically that we are miscalculating. We are miscalculating, misjudging all the cost that goes into the equation of delivering upon the product or the service that we're selling. So let's stop up for a moment and then think about what do we need to make sure that we take into account when we're pricing a product that we are covering all the cost. Well, for the first part, we definitely want to make sure that we are covering all the variable cost. Now, this episode, we're not going to dissect terribly into, you know, variable cost and fixed cost and all that things, all of those things. But it is important that we really understand those. We can talk about those terminologies later in later episodes. For now, let's just think about it this way. A variable cost is basically the, or direct cost is basically the cost that goes into, directly into, when you're delivering upon the service or this selling a product that you now have to fulfill. So what are the costs? Well, if it's a service type of a company, then you definitely have a lot of labor. It's typically, you know, somebody goes out and services something. HVAC companies, electricians, house painters, fencing contractors, concrete services and so on. There's a lot of labor going into it. So there's definitely an element of labor. One of the factors that you can know the direct cost or the variable cost is that they're variable. They are varying with the sales level of sales. So as you're selling more, you'll have more of these expenses because you'll be putting in more man hours into the equation. They are directly related to, so that for every dollar you sell, you know that, well, for this particular service, you have to send at least one more person out there. So there'll be at least, let's say, 1 hour service or 1 hour salary, 1 hour wages that goes into that equation. So it's variable, goes up and down with the amount of sales that you have. It's directly related to any bit of more sales or less sales. So invariably speaking, the cost of goods sold, as we call them, those factors that goes into the equation of looking at, we are now selling another service or another commodity in our store or whatever it is, they're called the cost of goods sold. And they consist of the direct or variable expenses. So typically, as we just spoke about, we have the expense of labor. Then we have the expense of materials. So if it's commodities, maybe there's, you know, a little bit of labor, stocking, shipping, packaging, anything of that nature, ordering and so on, bookkeeping and so on. There's a lot of expenses there. I mentioned bookkeeping. I should just say, for, just so we are on the same page, booking typically comes down in our fixed cost. So let's take that out of this equation. Sorry about that. But you typically have a lot of labor going into it, or in maybe your business is more in that the material is the majority part of it. But basically, in the cost of goods sold, in those direct costs, in the variable costs, same thing pretty much. The top contenders for the top position of expenses is labor and materials. You may have a business which is very labor intensive, which in which case the labor probably takes the predominant role of that. You may have a business that's more the materials, like steel production or something, maybe like super expensive in terms of the materials. So that is the biggest factor. you also have other things in that equation, and that could be subcontractors. Let's say you're fabricating something, and at the end of your fabrication, you send it off to get it sandblasted and painted or something. That is a subcontractor, and those kind of expenses goes into the equation. It could also be equipment rental and other factors. But anyways, those collectively speaking are all our variable expenses, all our direct expenses. And sometimes we just forget to make sure that we are covering all of those expenses in our calculation. When we are looking at the labor side, there are a whole lot of expenses on the labor side that we need to be highly aware of. And invariably, what I've seen with a lot of business companies and businesses that I've consulted over the years is that they forget some of those parts, but they all together make up a lot of expenses. So if you don't take it into the equation, now you're not getting your costs covered, or you are actually dipping into or eating away from the profits that you thought you were going to get. So what are those expenses? Well, for the most part, they are either benefits. So it could be, you know, you have certain health benefits, dental benefits, medical benefits that you're offering. It could also be certain parts of paid vacations or holidays that you are including in the pay. And it certainly is a lot to do with taxes. So a lot of the taxes, all these FICA, SUTA, and all these kind of myriads of taxes and myriads of expenses. So it's important that at the end of the day, you know how to calculate all the expenses. As a side note, or as a further illustration of that, I used to be, when I ran a lot of when I had a lot of employees, and an employee would come up and say, Mikael, I think it's time that I get a wage increase, and let's say I'm asking for $1. And I would look at the individual and say, well, you're not in fact asking for $1, you're asking for $1.30. And they would scratch their head and say, no, I'm just asking for $1. And say, well, I'd like you to understand that the equation from my side of the table is that you're actually asking for the dollar that you want extra paid out, but I have to then now fill in all these social expenditures of taxes and FICA, SUTA, and so on, and all of those may have accounted to 30% in my business. Now, how much is it in your business? Well, I can tell you for a lot of businesses, it's certainly probably the majority is like 28-25% and above, and maybe going as far as 50% or so on. It is extremely important that you calculate out in your business what is the case for you. You may have a obligation in terms of, you know, maybe there are liabilities, maybe you have a certain hazmat situation with what you're producing in your company and so on, and now you have a large hefty insurance premium, and maybe that insurance premium needs to be looked at when you come to the calculation. Maybe that insurance premium is very much about, you know, well, how many man hours goes into it. So now it becomes very much related to a direct expense. Hey, we are selling more. We are now up at 10,000 man hours as opposed to 8,000 man hours. And because of that, our insurance premium is much higher. If you don't factor that in, again, you are chipping away at the profits you thought you were going to make. So again, you have to understand the cost structures goes into it. You also have to make sure that you're calculating all transportation duties and so on, all of the things that goes into the equation. Then you might have, at the end of the day, you might have a contingency factor. In some industries, they are prone to being delayed in their production of what they're delivering. Let's say service a concrete service company, or, you know, brick mason, or a lot of the building construction companies and so on. If the weather does not permit them to work for all of a sudden 2 or 3 days, that is a severe halt to the business, and their bidding and so on probably should include some sort of weather contingency factor so that they will be covered in their overall bids for the entire year to cover up for those kind of business days losses. At the end of the day, what you want to make sure of is, of course, that you tally up all the numbers that goes into it. And then now you can talk about how much should you be making so you can add your markup or make sure that you are hitting the right margin. There's another big part that I often see that people they forget in this whole equation, and that is that in everything we just spoke about up to until now, we did not actually factor in anything for our overheads. And it seems oftentimes that a lot of business owners, they may be very highly aware of the direct cost and they sit and calculate all of that, but they have no formulation about, well, how do I cover for my overheads? They basically say, well, I have now all my direct cost and I need to charge this much or mark it up by this much and then it'll cover my overheads and then it'll cover my profits. But I'd like you to educate yourself, if you're not aware of it already, to the fact of, well, maybe I should find out, okay, what is my true overheads and how much are they changing? If for the most part, we call them fixed costs because they don't really change. But you know, we also know that if all of a sudden you grow dramatically, now you're probably going to add one or two extra people in the overhead. You might add more vehicles in the overheads to make up for that. You might have more computers or more software, or may have to upgrade the whole thing because now you're at a level that really requires you to grow from your entry-level company software program to a much higher brand. There are several factors going into it, but for the most part, let's just consider that, well, it's a fixed cost, it's an overhead, and it doesn't change much. But do you actually currently have in your calculation when it comes to setting prices, do you have a factor that says that here's how to calculate it? There's several ways of calculating it, and I'm not going to discuss it in detail here, but again, I urge you to, you know, reach out to me on my website, theautomatedmillionaire.com. You can go to the contact page and just reach out there, and I'll gladly help you. I do have certain videos or lessons or downloads that can help you find. Here's a couple of examples of doing it. There are several ways of doing it, and you know, there might be pros and cons to each one of them. The message for this particular episode here is, though, that a lot of business owners that I meet, they totally miscalculate what their true costs are. They are not highly acutely aware what their true costs are. Tomorrow's episode will actually look at a grave calculation error or a grave understanding error that business owners carry out, and it's costing them a lot of money because they are not aware of the difference in terminology. And so now they are basically thinking that they're going to get X outcome when in fact they're going to get X minus quite a bit in the outcome. We'll talk about that in tomorrow's episode. For now, I hope this jotted your ambition to go and double check that you are truly factoring all your cost. It may be at the end of the day that you say, well, okay, I am now getting more to grips with my costing structure and so on. I don't think I can really get the profit margin that I really want if I'm calculating this way and adding everything I want. So maybe I need to justify a little bit. But at the end of the day, I want at least to have a mental awareness of it and an intellectual awareness of what truly goes into calculating cost. And for that, or to that point, let me say why that is super critical, because I've seen too many where they actually thought that they were doing well, but at the end of the day, they were killing themselves. They tried to just outpace the, just let's try and sell more and sell more, sell more, because that's the only way we can make profits. But in actual fact, the gross profit margin that they were getting out of it was just too little. Gross profit margin, super critical. I've said this, I believe, in one of the very first episodes and so on. We'll talk more about that in future episodes because it's critically important. For now, again, I just want you to at least be highly aware of all the costs and all the cost structures and all the formulation about how do you determine what goes into delivering upon what it is you sell, you know, whether it's a service or whether it's a commodity. I hope this served you well. I hope that you'll consider hitting the like button. I hope that you'll subscribe to the channel. Again, go to my website, theautomatedmillionaire.com, and you can get more information, more free downloads and so on that you can actually get to grips with your business. If at any time I can even help you to a bigger, further degree, I hope that you'll reach out to me. I'd love to answer any questions you have, and we can always see if there's a good fit to work together or not, but definitely reach out to me. I'll be very happy to help. for now, let's round this up. I thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your time so much. I appreciate you and your presence here. And I hope I'll see you in tomorrow's episode where we'll look at that great mistake that a lot of business owners make, even though it's very, very simple. See you tomorrow.